we're going to end this chapter 42, but it can't really end where my words leave off. To truly understand it, to truly be a part of it, you have to live it. You have to go beyond the origins of right and wrong, good and bad. And this is very difficult for the average person to do. They are always looking for happy street, happy hour, gain over loss. So what did we learn in number 42? The way gave birth to the one. The one gave birth to the two. The two gave birth to the three. The three gave birth to all things. How do we live? We come into this existence and it is very difficult. We're afraid to be alone in this world, in this lifetime. And yet there is a part of us that desires to be alone. The sanctity, the sacredness of being alone. Lhotse ends number 42 when he talks about the idea of being orphaned, desolate, unworthy. People loathe the most these three things. And then Lhotse says, sometimes gain comes from losing, and sometimes loss comes from gaining. His last teaching in number 42 is really, really difficult for the average person to understand. The forceful and violent will not die from natural causes. He talks about many things all simultaneously to give us a sense not only of awakening, but to understand how fickle our human nature really is. To understand what I'm about to teach you is very simple. And Jesus talked about it himself. He said, whosoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. And that's what Lhotse is talking about here. The forceful and the violent will not die from natural causes. So what are we here to do? What does this all mean? We are being taught how everything manifests, how it works, how it becomes first an entity and then into form, and from form into circumstance, from circumstance into karma. That's what he is teaching. We can't hear all of this. This is way too hard for the average person to understand. We have become a society and a people more than ever before that lives off of the hopes and desires, the aspirations of being something, of having something that makes us valuable, that makes us lovable. As I said before, the reason my students never make much progress at all, if at all, is because they have no love in their heart. The secret to them is that they think they can listen to what I'm teaching, adopt what they are willing to do, and forget what they're not willing to do. They're always looking for better, and they miss. By the time they understand how much they have missed, for them, it is too late. They become violent within themselves, and they don't die from natural causes. They have to die in pain and sorrow. I've met them all in hospice. I've met them all in my work with my students. People who only seek to gain and never lose do not understand the way life works. And they are the ones that Lhotse is talking about, that they never die of natural causes, which is to ascend into love. My beloveds can only think in terms of being kind and thinking that's being loving. And while that's certainly a part of it, it is not the totality. Love brings consciousness. Consciousness brings love. It is only in consciousness that we understand the bigger picture. But that understanding has nothing to do with logic and reasoning. So, is my understanding really understanding? Probably not. A story. Maybe this will help you. Once there was a rock, and the rock lived on a high cliff overlooking the ocean. He was a great rock. The rock was big, the rock was bold, the rock was beautiful. The rock saw many animals come and go. The rock saw seeds grow into mighty trees. The rock saw children play, grow, and then leave. I am powerful. I never change. I never age, said the rock. A breeze heard the rock, and the breeze said, "Oh, how sad." The breeze told the wind, and the wind was sad. The wind told the storm, and the storm was mad. The storm stirred up a hurricane and threw the rock into the ocean. And the rock was angry, and the rock said, "This is not fair. Why me?" The wave heard the rock and smiled. Every day the wave washed the rock. Every time the wave washed the rock, the wave ever so gently smoothed the rock. Just a little bit. A long time went by, and the wave washed the anger out of the rock. And the wave washed the rock into a stone. And the stone was sad. The stone said, "It's not fair. Why me?" The wave heard the stone and smiled. And the wave washed the stone. A long time went by, and the wave washed the sadness out of that stone once again. And the wave washed the stone into a pebble. And the pebble fell empty. Empty into the ocean. The pebble said, "This is not fair. Why me? Why is this happening to me?" The wave heard the pebble and smiled, and the wave washed the pebble more and brought him to the seaside. A long time went by, and again the wave washed the emptiness out of the pebble even. Now the pebble had nothing. He was washed and became a grain of sand. No longer a rock or a pebble even. And the grain of sand felt peace. And the grain of sand said, "I am nothing." The wave heard the grain of sand and smiled. and the wave washed the grain of sand again and again. A long time went by, and the wave washed the grain of sand one last time, and hence the rock was no more. The rock became a part of the sea, and all was well. This is a Taoist story. And what Lao Tzu meant about natural causes. We are difficult people. We do not understand yin or yang, harmony, blending with the vital breath of life. We think we know what is fair and right. But the Tao, well, it is something that can only be understood through humility. He that humbles himself shall be understanding. The rock needed humility. You and I, we need humility. This is a very important thing to be aware of. We are only interested in gaining, but by the time we get to a certain point in our life, we've gained so much and find we know so little. So life has its way with us. We are like this rock being reduced to a pebble and then to a grain of sand, and then into the oneness of the ocean. What is the Tao? Asked Chao Chu. Your ordinary mind is the Tao, said Nan Chin. How can it be found? By searching for it, it is lost. But, persisted Chao Chu, without searching, how can it be found? Nan Chin replied, the Tao is neither lost nor found. It cannot be known. It belongs to no category. Knowing it is impossible. Not knowing it is folly. Understanding the Tao is like understanding empty sky. This has nothing to do with opposites. The empty sky. It's just what it is. You and I are here to become that empty sky, to become that boulder, rock, pebble, and then eventually to become the sand that becomes one with the ocean. This is the love I speak of in the heart. The heart understands this. The heart realizes this. There's an old saying, in all you're getting, get understanding. This understanding has nothing to do with intellectual prowess. No, not at all. This understanding goes beyond the limits of right and wrong, good and bad, earthly experience. This is why Jesus began his Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. All great teachers begin with this. Buddha did the same thing. Lao Tzu humiliated us in the same way by saying, this is not easy to understand because it can't be understood. You have to be beyond the idea of just living as an existence. I have found it is very difficult to teach people significance. by the time they realize that they might need it, they are incapable of doing it. Their bodies are wrenched with pain and sorrow, memories of their mischief. They have no sense of the vital breath and how to blend their life into that vital breath. Harmony, the yin yang, they have no sense of what that means. They have separated their yin from their yang, from male, from female. These are energetics, not biologies. And that's what Lhotse meant when he talked about that the violent person does not die from natural causes. In other words, they are not allowed to enter into the process of the rock, to the grain of sand. They have to suffer many things. We suffer many things. It may not look fair to us, but it is because we have ignored and abandoned our nature, our true nature. When we have abandoned our true nature and our purpose for living, when we think that we are only here to be happy, content, to keep things under control so we are always in the mood for happy or find happiness, gain over loss, we miss. You see, in the yin-yang, in the Tao, there is no good and bad, right and wrong, because we live in the embrace, as Lhotse talks about it. We carry the yin and embrace the yang. These are natures. You want to know exactly what the yin is and the yang, and I've heard many, many people talk about it. But basically, the more you know about it, the less you'll do. Male and female. They're not about gender. They're about energies. How things come into existence and abide in oneness. Deep breath. That's yin yang. Learning how to apply that breath in everything we do, that is the Tao. So rather than exalting ourselves, we need to humble. At this time in our lives, there should be a love in our heart. We should have found the heart and fallen in love with our soul. But that hasn't happened. Not for the most part. You hear my words, but you miss what is beyond them, the gap, the spaces between my words. Teachers of the way can only do so much. They can lead us to that place where we're on the edge of our life. And to take the leap into it, to become nothing, to lose everything, and become one with the all. This is something that most people don't fall in love with. But you still can. Look what you've done to your life. Now change it by losing what you have done and being humble. He who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. 12 said it best about the Tao. The Tao is beyond all words. It can only be apprehended in silence. Let's you and I apprehend the Tao in our silence. Thank you.